Our Dining with Fido segment, the governor of the state of Illinois, all coming up at 720 WGN. Don't move.
Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat?
Nothing but the dog in me.
Broadcasting from Wrigley Field, Steve Dale's Pet World. Governor Pat Quinn will be here in just a couple of minutes by telephone. With me now in our Dining with Fido segment, Beth Murphy. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Now, if people don't know you by first name Beth, they kind of know the name Murphy if they've ever been to Wrigley Field, because there's this little place called Murphy's Bleachers that's right across the street that really is very dog-friendly. Murphy's Bleachers, I know it goes back a long ways. Can you give us a little bit of the history of that?
Well, there's been a bar at that corner since right after Prohibition in the 1930s.
Wow.
We've owned Murphy's Bleachers since 1980, so for 33 years. And we have a big outdoor cafe.
You
and
do.
When the Cubs aren't in town, when we're not as busy, we sometimes have dogs there.
You do. You
yes.
Welcome dogs. I know this personally, living in the neighborhood. And living in the neighborhood, when we take a walk, I must say this. I've not said this on the air today yet. You won't tell anyone. This will just be between me and you.
Okay.
Our dogs have used the right field wall here for a purpose that I don't believe was intended for many times.
We don't encourage that.
You don't?
Yes. I have a dog named Ivy, and I've had her for a couple years.
Ivy, let me think.
Yeah.
Nice. What kind of dog?
She's an Australian Shepherd and a poodle.
Nice. Yeah, we had an Aussie.
Yeah, they're great dogs. Yeah,
absolutely. And you have an event going on as we speak to support PAWS. Tell me about that.
It's Mutts and Suds. We're in our parking lot, which is on Wilton and Waveland.
It's right there.
It's right there. It's right behind the bar. We are washing dogs. Ivy's already had her bath today there. And we're accepting donations for PAWS.
Nice.
And we're doing raffles, and we have specials on beers and that kind of thing.
Specials on beer?
Yes, Lagunitas and Greyhound.
Perfect.
And then we have a special on hot dog and fries for $4.
Okay,
everything's
so
$4.
Maybe that's where I should go after the broadcast.
Yeah,
now I'm thinking I kind of would fit in there, no problem. And you do have this large expanse of an outdoor area, so just obviously if there's a game going on, you're packed. Not a good time to bring a dog, nor would the dog have a good time.
Exactly.
But other than that, it is a good place to take a dog. But there's this other restaurant that people might not know about. Let me see if I get this right. Mrs. Murphy's and Sons Irish Bistro?
You got it perfectly.
And tell me about, I love this place. Tell me about it.
It's been open since 2005, and it's authentically Irish cuisine, except for one thing. We've won Ribfest in Chicago 4 years running.
Yes, you have.
And we have wonderful ribs, and truth be told, ribs aren't that Irish. However.
And all the beers you offer aren't either, because you offer Irish beers, but you offer much more than that. Not that I would know from experience.
We have a great beer selection, and we specialize there and at Murphy's Bleachers in local beers.
Which is a good thing.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And I've sampled some of those, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. I mean, but again, we have gone there. We've actually gone to Mrs. Murphy's with our dog, and it's right on Lincoln Avenue.
Right.
It's just technically south of Lincoln Square, but it's in the area. And Lincoln Avenue at Irving Park Road, kind of. Two blocks south of there. Have I got it?
Yep.
Yep. And it is as dog-friendly. I mean, the waiters come out with little bowls of water and all that.
Right. We've had an event for pugs there once.
Really?
That was last year. One of our regulars owns a pug and just invited all her pug friends there. So
once there was this event called the Pug Crawl that went on in Chicago, and the pugs would go, and the people, you're familiar with it?
Yeah.
They would go from bar to bar to bar. Mm-hmm. And this is absolutely truthful. There were like 200 pugs there. And now, close your eyes, everyone. Picture 200 pugs.
Yeah.
Now you've got to be smiling, because just that picture will make you smile. So 200 pugs walking down the street, and this lady turns to me and she says, I'm visiting Chicago. And I said, where from? And she told me, I don't remember. And I said, well, that's nice. You know, have you enjoyed your time so far here? And she said, but I have a question for you about Chicago. Does everyone have a pug? This is the strangest coincidence that all these people would have a pug. And she was serious.
Well, we have neighbors who I think have about 8 or 9 pugs.
What?
Just themselves. One of them doesn't have back legs that work, is on wheels.
Really?
Yeah, my dog Ivy is always a little curious about that one. But other than that, her first friend was a pug. I think there are a lot of pugs in Chicago, notwithstanding.
You know, and the fact that Murphy's Bleachers, you know, when the Cubs games go on, it's great. I mean, you're packed. But I suspect it's a good thing for business, and because when it comes down to it, you're a neighborhood bar.
Right,
I mean,
absolutely.
Really.
We are Wrigleyville's neighborhood bar. That is how we bill ourselves. We're the bar the bartenders come to drink at.
I know that's true.
And,
yeah.
And you know, we have community meetings there. And
yes, you do. I know that, too.
I live in the neighborhood. We're definitely part of the neighborhood.
So being part of the neighborhood, does being dog-friendly help neighborhood sort of the sense of community? As it happens, we're talking Wrigleyville, but we could be talking anywhere.
Well, you know, dogs bring people together, and you know, when you're walking your dog, people don't know the human's name, but they know that you're Ivy's mother or you're
exactly.
And so on and so forth. And Augie's dad is one. And you just meet people in the neighborhood. And it just seems these days that lots of people have dogs.
Well, you know, I'm actually talking to the wonderful commander in our area. It's the same one, because I live in the area, that would be for you. And it's been in the news, somewhat of an uptake in crime here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought if more people are out with their dogs, because one of the concerns is that people that are out aren't making those phone calls to 911. And I'm actually going to be, maybe I can work with you on this, if you don't mind, as I ask you on the air, so she has no choice. But the whole idea is to get more people with dogs who are out anyway, and they're the ears and eyes of the community. Police officers know that. No matter where you are, if you're out walking your dog, police officers have come up to me and said, you know, you must go by this intersection all the time. Do you see this sort of thing all the time? That kind of thing.
Right.
Because they know the people out with dogs. I mean, does what I say make sense to you?
Absolutely.
As well as adding to a sense of community.
And you know, dogs have a sixth sense about people,
they
too.
They kind of do sometimes.
Yeah. I don't take all of Ivy's recommendations, but I do pay attention.
If push came to shove, you would.
If she gets nervous walking around or whatever, I pay attention.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, interesting. Well, for those two people who don't know where Murphy's Bleachers is, the tour bus now stops. You must know this.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
See this, and actually stops, and people take their pictures of Wrigley Field, and then whoever's in that double-decker tour bus says, turn around, there's Murphy's Bleachers, and they're all taking pictures of your place. That must feel good.
Yeah, it does. It does. It feels good when they take pictures of the neighborhood, too, because I think the neighborhood is so much a part of the Wrigley mystique.
Yes, yes. And are things better with the relationships with all of you guys and where we are now? Did you get yelled at as you walked into the ballpark?
Oh, no. I haven't gotten yelled at when I walk in the ballpark yet, and it's still wonderful to be here. This is a really neat event.
There's nothing like Wrigley Field.
Yeah, and we're still in conversations. I don't think anything's been resolved yet, but remain hopeful that it will be.
Well, and at least having conversations is better than not.
Yeah, exactly.
And my hope personally is that both sides end up winning, and if that happens, then Chicago wins and the neighborhood wins.
Absolutely.
That's what I hope.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Suna, pleasure to meet you. We have not met before, even though I've met your products very much. Tell me where you are on Lincoln Avenue so people know.
We are at Lincoln and Byron, 3905 Lincoln, and we have wonderful food and a wonderful atmosphere.
That's Mrs. Murphy's Son's Irish Bistro.
Yes.
And the other place, this bleachers place named Murphy, happens to be at Sheffield and Waveland, as most folks know.
Right behind the scoreboard.
And right in front of the statue of Harry Carey.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, a pleasure to get to know you. Thank you very much. And keep being dog friendly. I have a hunch you will. And if your dog needs a bath, go there today. You could help Paws if you're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, please do. We've had a lot of dogs come through.
I saw them lined up as I walked to the ballpark this morning.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Beth.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.